Hey folks, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Well, today I lost my job at Martin Transportation. Now, the situation was I made a wrong turn and went down a road that wasn't clearly marked, you know, no trucks allowed, except when you get to this one corner. And it says, no trucks except for local deliveries. And if the woman who that slid off the road, because I moved forward a little, the woman had to move out of the way and slid off the road. I do apologize for that. There was no place for me to turn around. And if you're around the Walmart distribution center in Lebanon, Indiana, you know that road, and you know it's not very wide. Well, because I didn't initially report it and that I didn't follow their routing, I lost my position. But this is all was within a 24-hour period. The HR, the human resources person, Mindy, which I'm going to tell you right now, this woman, I don't know how she got her position, but it wasn't from experience of driving an 18-wheeler, because she had none of the mannerisms. She probably, maybe her husband was a truck driver, so she feels, hey, she has experience. Well, think about the position that all of you have. Let's say that some woman says they know exactly how to raise children. Now, you've run into a lot of those, but they've never had children themselves. And, well, this woman, Mindy, the human resources person over at the terminal, was the one that had to tell me, oh, well, we had a meeting and all. But she did not clarify which persons she had the meeting. Translation, she just made her mind up that this incident, you know, doesn't matter what I did prior, that this incident, and there were no real damages or anything. In fact, the vehicle just slid off the road. That was it. But you know how it is. When you're low person on totem pole, low person. When you're just starting, you have 2 months in there, you're the person, okay, we're going to get rid of them. And that comes to my point. The right to work state. Now, the right to work state, well, let me just say this. All right. Now, according to the definition, a right to work state is a state that has laws that prohibit requiring union membership as a condition of employment. Right to work laws also make it optional for employees in unionized workplaces to pay union dues or other membership fees. Now, that's about the union, but also there's another part of it. A right to work state is also that the employer can fire you for any reason. Doesn't have to have a reason. They can just get rid of you. You could have exemplary, you could do everything right, but when you make a mistake like this, instead of extending your probation, probationary period, they'll just say, nope, you're out. And any of you that's working a right-to-work state, you've run into this. Now, a right-to-work state, you can also quit with no notice. So it's more than just union. But when you got somebody like this Mindy, and the other person's just standing there, And, you know, it's almost like he's afraid he's going to say something. If he says something, she's going to jump down his throat. So, I'm just going to say this. I'm just going to dust myself off and move on. But, working for Martin Transportation, let me tell you some things about it. For starters, yes, you will get a guaranteed minimum of $1,400. You will get bonuses, you know, every time you fuel up. If you fuel before it gets to a half a tank, you'll get a higher bonus. You'll get your home time, maybe, and you should read the reviews on this. Some guys, they put in their home time, and it's like, and I put in, I got an appointment on the 8th, and I think they just wanted to make sure that they didn't have to do anything. Because one time, I did get it home the day after I was originally supposed to have gotten home. So I'm doing my 48 hours, and the next day, they said, okay, your time is up, how satisfied were you, blah, blah, blah. And they said, oh, no, don't worry about it, you know, your 48 hours begins as soon as you get home. That's not how the system is set up. This last time, this one load that I had, I made it on time. And before, when I was at a Kroger distribution center in Blue Owl, Ohio. And usually when I go to a distribution center, if I have to live unload, they already have my PO, purchase order advance number. They've got it, all that. Well, this time, oh, no, no, they said, oh, no, 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 you got to put in for it. And I'm going to tell you that what's happening now, and I'm going to be honest, what's happening now is exactly what happened with Yellow Freight. The amount of freight is reducing, shorter miles. There are drivers that are probably sitting right now. They're probably trying to get rid of drivers like me so they can lighten the load. They say that they're solvent. But how many customers have they lost? They have like 3 or 4 accounts that I know of. There's like 2 or 3 around the Lebanon area. And, well, there's Gas City, where the Walmart distribution center is. They do have the Kroger. But if that's the only 4 that they have, and they're losing freight already, anyone who's been in this industry knows that this time of the year is a busy time of the year. The first week or two of January, it's busy. Now it's just the opposite. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't be too surprised if Martin Transportation suddenly had to close its doors because they can't pay their bills. Just like Yellow Freight. So if you're going to apply at Martin, number one, if you go to Indianapolis, you're going to meet Mindy. And it's going to look all nice and everything. But they do have a pet policy. But if you have cats, you can forget about it. Because they will not accept cats on their truck. They have, when I left there today, they have 10 semi-trucks with solar panels on the top. I kid you not, solar panels. I don't know what that's about. Maybe you can ask them. The pay is good. Guaranteed $1,400 minimum. But I work for Risinger Transportation, and they gave me a guaranteed minimum of $750 a week. There was a higher one where if you stayed out longer, you got minimum $850 a week. Risinger Transportation is no longer in business. So really be careful when you're applying for a company, especially like Martin. But I'll guarantee you, if they are still in business at the end of 2024, chances are they're going to have to go to the government for a loan to keep their company going. Because the amount of freight is like a couple hundred miles here, a couple hundred miles there. And that's what's going on out there. I was out there. This isn't something I made up. These are actual loads. You go to one place and then you might go like 300 miles. And maybe they'll have another one and it'll go for 150. Then after that, you shut down and, you might get a load. Then all of a sudden, you're done with one and they take that load away. And then they say, oh, we're sorry. These things happen a lot. Even though the load planner gave you the load, they gave it to another driver that's probably been sitting for about a couple days. I was down in Arkansas. And there was a Walmart distribution center there, and they got a Martin terminal there. And one day, I was just sitting for one day, and then the next day, they said, okay, you go here, 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 and here. And so I did all that, and then got one. It was about a couple hundred miles. Get over there, and I got one more that's about 200. But this is how it works. And this is how the company operates. It's a refrigerated company. They buy all this equipment. And I am not going to be too surprised if either 2024 or 2025, you start hearing that Martin Transportation is having financial difficulties. They buy all this equipment just like supposedly Yellow Freight did. Yet they don't have people to fill the trucks, and the trailers are still sitting at the terminals waiting to have the refrigeration unit installed. Oh yeah. They're spending all this money, and what's going to happen? They're going to lose their butts. Because this is an economy I have not seen. And also, the diesel prices are going down. Freight charges aren't getting any better. And companies have to make a difficult decision. Either lay off workers or close their doors. So, If you get with Martin, just know that they're very strict. And it's up to you if you want to work for this company. I'm just giving you a heads up. You know that the CEOs, the executives, aren't hurting at all. But the drivers will be. If they're not already hurting. The reviews are of how the company runs. Read them, and I'll guarantee you, the ones that say that they left because of situations like this, they're right. You shouldn't be punished for one mistake. But then again, when you got an HR who, let's just say, she, you can imagine how she got the position and what position she had to get into. And I'm not saying all women are like that, but I will say, if you are not qualified, or if you do not have the background in the field, and you got other people who have grown up in that field, like coal mining, like trucking, things like that. If you know something and somebody comes in, knows absolutely nothing about what your industry is, why are they there? And chances are, it's for the paycheck. And there's probably nepotism somewhere in there. Next Tuesday, I will have a special announcement. So, stand by, and I'll tell you, it's going to be a nice surprise. So, this is David, and, you know, teach your kids. Learn everything they can, and especially if they, whatever they want to be. If they want to be a ball player, learn everything they can about being a ball player. If they want to, computers, like Neil deGrasse, I think that's how they pronounce his name. Learn all about that man. Learn what he had to do to get where he's at. Learn science. And don't just learn the basics. Because I don't know that much about science. I do know that I had to dissect a frog in biology. On a brighter note, though, the frog didn't feel it. I know. They probably look up at me like, what are you doing? It's like, I gotta cut you open. It's like, okay. Anyhow, this is David Shore for Corruption of Child Protective Services. Keep your head down. Keep moving forward. And I'm going to recommend that you look up Right to Work State and read the whole thing, not just bits and pieces. You will be surprised that it benefits companies more than it benefits you.